We're going to end up with termites, but we had some several questions. That's one reason I wanted to get you on the show. What's the scariest bug stories you have? It's Halloween, so we got to get this October month, you know?
Now, you're talking to the wrong person because bugs scare me to death. So if I walk across anything, it scares me. But I will tell you a story from when I was little, and this is why I don't like bugs. So I had horses my whole life, and my mom always told me keep the lids on the horse bin, the feed bins. And I went in one night at like 2 a.m. coming in from a rodeo, stuck my hand down in there, and a mouse ran up my arm, across my back, and down my other arm. And let me tell you, you think the commercials where I'm screaming is fake? Oh, it's not. That's totally me. Any bug.
Those are some kid commercials too.
Thanks. They just have to show me a bug and I scream and run the other direction.
Well, and I think that's why you hire professionals to take care of the bug problem.
Yes. And that's why I can sell to women, because we're both standing on the couch screaming at the spider running across the floor. And I'm like, we can take care of that.
Well, see, Claire's the same way.
Yeah.
She'll go, I don't think she's scared of anything. And all of a sudden I hear her yell and I go, oh my God, I run in there. She goes, get it. I said, what is it? It'll be a little something, a bug or something. I said, you gotta be kidding me. Really?
Yeah.
She goes, get it. You get a paper out here, pick it off the floor.
No.
But
yuck.
She won't do that.
I'm with her. We'll be two peas in a pod, that's for sure.
Okay. Scott, everybody's had a bug story. Haven't you had a bug story that scared you?
I got when I was in real estate business, and this young lady was probably still in grade school, there was a bug man here. He's long since gone. But I still the funniest one I ever heard. There was two rattlesnakes.
Ooh.
Or a snake under a house.
Ooh.
And they call this guy out. And I don't remember the name of his company, but whatever it was. And so he goes and he crawls, just jumps, goes under the house.
Oh my God.
And the guy's like, you didn't have a rattlesnake, you had two. And so he has them in this bag. And the guy says, okay. He goes, what do I owe you? He goes, $200, $100 a snake. And he goes, I'm not paying $200. He goes, no problem. He just throws the bag of thing right back under there.
Oh my gosh.
And he goes, what'd you do? And he goes, you don't pay me? I'm not getting the snakes. Guy gets mad, he gets his gun, shoots under the house to kill the snakes. Blows all his plumbing apart under the house. So now he still has two rattlesnakes and all his plumbing blown up.
What an idiot.
The moral of the story, he really did that. It's a true story.
I believe it.
Oh, I call him. And I said, is this really happening? He goes, oh, yeah. But first off, I would never crawl under a house when there's a snake. And then you find out there's two?
No.
But he crawled under the house. So that's why you call people that do that kind of
stuff. Yes,
snake.
Yes.
Especially, would you crawl under a house when there's a snake, under a rattlesnake for sure?
Oh,
and then you find out there's two?
No.
So
no.
I would have paid the guy $200 and thanked him very much to take those snakes away.
That's a very well spent $200.
Yeah, right. There's no telling what he spent to fix his plumbing.
Oh my God.
And then tell the plumber, oh, by the way, there's two rattlesnakes under there too when you go under to fix the plumbing.
No.
So that's the wildest pest story I know.
I have come under a house, and I've only been under a house two times in my life, but I went under a house and come eye to eye with a rat, and I was like, I think I almost put a hole in the floor of the home because I was scared to death. I don't crawl anymore.
Now, the fear story, and this is what I tell everybody, in fact, at our old office on Southwest Boulevard, we had a termite deal, and it was an issue out of the door, and I had a little thing right there, and I never fixed it. They said, why don't you fix that? I said, because when people come in and they get so scared, they say, oh my God, we have termites.
Yeah.
And I tell people, there's two kind of houses. Those that have them and those that are going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, why do you say that? I go, because this is West Texas.
That's right.
I said, this is when you watch National Geographic and they have these termite piles that are the tall as Jeremy.
Yes.
This is not here. Tell people about our fearful termite issues in West Texas.
You know, there's different kinds of termites out there. We have what's called a subterranean termite. And yes, they do damage. And yes, if you leave it and don't treat it, it could eventually, you know, tear your house down, but that's over long periods of time. You know, the termites you're talking about are typically like your Formosan termites, which build satellite, huge, massive colonies. The only way to get rid of them is to fumigate the home. We don't have that here, so nobody needs to panic. Typically, termite damage is you're gonna find it when it's cosmetic, before it's done a ton of structural damage. You know, and you will find it when it's done structural damage, but usually it's isolated to an area, so you're not talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of repairs. And the exciting thing about the termite treatments that we can do nowadays is going back to what we talked about with the fire ants. There's actually products on the market that can help eliminate the colonies and not just put a barrier up and get them to move somewhere else. So, you know, yeah, they're a problem, but they're nothing to freak out about. It's completely controllable. Just, you know, I would definitely suggest having your home inspected at least once a year. That's always free of charge. Now, keep in mind, we're only seeing 10 to 15% of the home because we're generally see in the exterior, but we know what to look for. We can also help, and any pest control provider can help educate you on conducive areas, you know, where maybe there's an excessive amount of moisture that you might could clean up yourself, just to help, you know, possibly prevent the problem from happening.
I can be a testament to this. I actually called Bridget and Bug Express. I had some termites in my home. There was in the baseboards in the kitchen by the bay window there. Some couple holes there, which obviously looked like termites after doing a little investigation. So, yeah, they came out and made it really quick and kind of explained exactly if we treat this area, it should be good in the future. And, yeah, and it's not some crazy amount of money either. It's, yeah. You know, very affordable, and been very, very pleased.
Oh, well, thank you.
And see, I mean, it is. That's what I told you. It's okay.
It's not the end of the world.
It's going to happen. And you're probably going to get them sooner or later.
That's exactly
right.
It's
kind of like you're probably going to get a cold sooner or later.
That's right.
If you fix it, you go down the road.
That's right. And you know, and two.
But you fix it. You don't let it go. Keep going.
That's the whole point, Scott. And two, a lot of people that will be building new structures, they're like, oh, I don't want to spend the money on a pre-treatment. That
is stupid.
Is very stupid. You're talking pennies on the dollar, and you're to protect your building, your home, whatever structure you're putting up. And we actually have the best access to the most amount of soil at that point in time. So you can actually get one of the better treatments because we have access to everything before the concrete's poured. So it just doesn't make sense to me why my people wouldn't spend that money. And it's cheaper than a post-construction treatment. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense to me, but